Welcome to the Five Towers Meditation. Each of us at times may experience feelings, situations, or memories that seem overwhelming. In these circumstances, we often feel helpless and unable to see our way past conditioned traditions. Perhaps we reach for ice cream, obsess at the computer, freeze in fear, or drown in our own tears. When we are trapped in our habitual patterns, we lose touch with the ebb and flow of the ever-changing present moment. In this exercise, we will use the five towers of body, remembrances, emotions, thoughts, and habits to gain perspective and open the door to the endless possibilities that are within our reach right now. To begin, select something specific that is causing you distress or personal pain. It may be a physical symptom. It could be a compulsion or an old memory that you still carry today. Now, with this object in mind, what would you estimate your distress level on a scale from 0 to 10? With 0 representing total peace. To begin our journey, place an image of the object you have chosen inside the center of a golden star. Now imagine 5 tall towers located at each of the points of this star. Take a moment now to breathe and notice the feelings and sensations present now in your body. Take a deep breath in through your nose and feel the cool air move all the way down into your pelvis. Be aware of the movement of your abdomen as you take slow, deep, rhythmic breaths. You are now ready to climb the stairs of the body tower. As you picture yourself walking up to the landing that is comfortable for you, remember to continue noticing the gentle sensations of your breath. From the body tower, you look out at the object you have selected to place in the center of the star, and you are able to notice any present sensations in your physical body. Is there energy that feels somehow stuck in one or more places? Just notice the physical sensations that are present without judgment, without trying to change anything. From the body tower, it is safe to allow the energy of this sensation to move, to flow or cycle through the innate wisdom that is your physical body. Your body knows what to do with this sensation. See if you are able to let go of any need to control the body response. Just notice. Before we descend back to the ground level, smile gently in gratitude as you take a cleansing breath in and out. Good. Continue taking deep, slow, regular breaths as you imagine yourself walking down the staircase. Once on the ground, imagine yourself walking around to the Remembrance Tower. As you climb the steps again, you release any tension that you may be carrying. Let your belly be soft as you continue to breathe. As you look out upon the center of the star from the shelter of the Remembrance Tower, see if the object reminds you of something that has happened in the past. Try to just allow the memory to be exactly as it is coming to you now. Imagine the memory now as if it was playing in an old silent picture. There is a vintage piano narrating the soundless players. Watching the scene in this way, you feel some peace and reassurance that you can have this memory just as it is. As the red velvet curtain draws closed at the end of the film, smile gently and bow your head. Become aware once again of the cleansing sensation of your own breath as you imagine yourself walking down the staircase. When you reach the ground again, you walk softly to the Emotion Tower, climbing the stairs one at a time. You check in with your body and release any tension in your shoulders. Let your jaw and brow become soft. Keep walking up the stairs until you reach a comfortable level to look out once again to the center of the star. Looking at the object, see if you can find the feeling point of this target. Is sadness present? Are you feeling anger or loneliness? Try and disregard any mental story and see if you can touch the raw energy of your emotional response. If you are feeling fear, how do you know you feel frightened? Look out across from you toward the body tower and see if you can find where in your body you are feeling this emotion. Can you allow this energy to be just as it is? Breathe. Good. And again, breathe. Feel the letdown happen naturally in your body as you once again draw your attention to that point just below your navel. Take a deep breath into your belly and feel the comfort it can provide, even when strong emotions may also be present. Breathe. Good. Take a final look at the object below and smile gratefully that you are able to touch even the tender parts of your being. As you turn and slowly walk down the stairs, you may notice a pull towards the next tower, or you may find yourself wanting to stay just a little longer and explore this last view. Just notice whatever story is present in your mind and bring your attention back to this breath. And just for a moment, there is nowhere to go, nothing to fix. Everything is all right. Breathe. Good. Imagine yourself now on the ground once again as you walk with confidence over to the thought tower. Taking the steps one at a time, see if you can stay connected with your breath as you watch the thoughts come and go like falling leaves in the breeze. Once at the top, look out with your eagle eye view and see if you can imagine that you can see the thoughts in your mind. Maybe you hear the words echo up from below. Just watch the thoughts come from nowhere and fade away back into the dark edges of your peripheral view. No need to add anything more. You don't need to figure anything out. Now breathe. Like a long, tall drink on a hot, arid day, the breath brings a refreshing rest to all the mental noise. As you come back again to the slow, steady rhythm of your own breath, smile upon the object below, thankful that you know you are more than your thoughts. You appreciate the stillness that the breath brings to this moment as you take the steps once again down to the ground level. Breathe. Good. Imagine you are walking now to the last point of the star. As you ascend the habit tower, See if you can release any small tensions in your back that you may have picked up along the way. As you take a final look out onto the target below, is there an urge present that is associated with this personal pain experience? Do you want to run away or towards something to keep yourself busy? Each of us have actions or behaviors that hook us into patterns of compulsion. Can you feel compassion for the habitual behavior you associate with this object? Perhaps at one time the behavior was helping you cope, but now it may be limiting your options. See if you can notice the itch to act without scratching the habit. It is okay to feel this urge. From your vantage point, you can look over to the thought tower and hear the story associated as you practice not scratching the itch. Your mind may tell you the urge will overwhelm you unless you take action. You know now that this is just a thought. You have seen firsthand that thoughts come and go. You have felt in your own body that energy is always moving. If we practice watching our urges without getting hooked into action, we will begin to build the foundation for new patterns to emerge. Breathe. Good. Looking out at all the towers you have climbed and down below at the center of the star, you bow your head deeply in appreciation. For a final time, begin the descent down the staircase to the ground below. Checking in with your body, you can let go of any constriction, and you place a gentle smile on your lips. Once on the ground, see if you can walk over to the object in the center of the circle. It may be that your sense of distress has changed or shifted as you walked the five towers. Can you recall the number you first rated this target? No matter if your subjective distress rating increased, decreased, or for a while it stayed roughly the same, you have taken the time for a multidimensional glimpse at your personal pain. You can remember the acronym BREATHE. Body, remembrance, emotion, thoughts, habits, to help you on your journey. After you have practiced this meditation a few times, you will be able to use the tools in real time to access any experience you are having. By looking at a situation from multiple vantage points, we can often bring flexibility and new possibilities where once before we were trapped in habitual patterns. Just remember to breathe. Nicely done.